Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Hour number two rolls along here on a Thursday. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, and very excited. We go to the Wester Hotline. We're going to get a word in on the Jets as Paul Esten Jr. joins the show, better known as Boy Green. Paul, how we doing, man? What's going on?
Derek, Zach, a great combination, baby. Salt, pepper, mac and cheese, yin and yang. Here we go, baby.
Can every guest do that for us? That was awesome.
There we go. Paul Esten Jr., as I mentioned there on the Wester Hotline, the host of the Man Child Show, Boy Green Digital, and of course, digital reporter over at Heavy. I gotta say, when I reached out to you too, like usually, you know, it's Jets week, Dolphins week, you know, Patriots week would have its divisional, but like I am like really excited to jump in on the Jets. I know it's a loss, but week one, you tell me if I'm wrong, it felt like the vibes though were a little bit different.
There's no question. You know, Aaron Glenn, as soon as he came to the podium, said exactly sort of how you started the question. You know, no moral victories. We don't do that around here. That's not the vibe. But, I mean, there's just so much that went right for the New York Jets. First off, scoring 32 points in any universe, I mean, that's unbelievable. So the Jets offense being able to put that sort of mustard on the sandwich raised some eyebrows because, quite frankly, that was the biggest mystery heading into the season. Tanner Angstrand has never called plays at the NFL level before. He's done it at college. He's done it at the XFL level, but he's just never called it. So there's no tape. So there was no, you know, confidence or anything for anyone to have that all of a sudden you'd be able to manufacture that. And Justin Fields, I mean, unbelievable performance for Justin Fields. 16 to 22, 218 passing yards, 3 total touchdowns, didn't turn the ball over. Of course, his rushing ability, 48 rushing yards being added to that. There was just positives from that perspective. The offense looked really good for the New York Jets throughout the majority of the game. The run defense was incredible. The run offense beyond Justin Fields was really good, but they just had a lot of leaky stuff in the secondary outside of Sauce Gardner, who performed very well. A lot of busted coverages, and Aaron Rodgers took advantage of that. But yes, there is a different vibe. There is some excitement. I think Aaron Glenn described it during his Monday presser as disappointed but really encouraged by a lot of the things they saw.
Paul, when it comes to the Jets and the offensive performance that they had there, I was really impressed with Tanner Engstrand in his first game calling plays as an offensive coordinator there. There were a couple times where he was really in his bag, making some great play calls. You saw the if you saw the run chart of Breece Hall, they kind of really made sure to avoid T.J. Watt in that sense as well. In addition to being able to have such a good game, they knew to make sure not to have T.J. Watt try to like wreck plays on his own because he has the game-breaking ability to do it. And the other thing, my favorite call was that Justin Fields keeper where he gets to high-step it into the end zone. I was very impressed, though, by Engstrand in his first game calling plays.
And as you should be, you know, it made a lot of sense, not only running away from T.J. Watt, because T.J. Watt's awesome, and he's the second highest paid pass rusher in football, only behind Micah Parsons now, but the rookie, Armon Membu, the seventh overall draft choice out of Missouri, had the unenviable task of, yeah, go block that T.J. Watt guy in your
right.
first assignment of your NFL career. What an impossible challenge, which, by the way, Armon Membu did very well. I think schematically the Jets helped him out with all the things you said, running to the left, running to the Olu Muiwa Fashanu at left tackle, John Simpson at left guard, running away from T.J. Watt, frustrating T.J. Watt. And then in the opportunities where it was Armon Membu versus T.J. Watt, Armon Membu played as good as any rookie in football, and I'm sure that's not ESPN headline stuff, but he didn't give up any sacks, didn't give up any pressures. He performed incredibly well against T.J. Watt, which was incredible. But specifically to your point on Tanner Engstrand, it was just the right combination of stuff. We know Justin Fields, can run around. Of course he can. He's one of the most dynamic running quarterbacks in the league. So we knew that was going to be a part of the equation. But how Tanner Engstrand put Justin Fields in position where he was able to set his feet and use his God-given talent to just throw the football as a quarterback, which was a funny thing because Pittsburgh Steelers corner Brandon Echols, who's a former Jet, he said the key to victory against the Jets was forcing Justin Fields to play quarterback. And that sort of came off as this insulting thing because, right, Justin Fields is a quarterback and he wants to prove he can be that. But Aaron Glenn said back in March at the annual league meetings that they wanted Justin Fields to play quarterback. So Echols and Aaron Glenn wanted Justin Fields to do the same thing, and Tanner Engstrand was able to get it out of him. The next key, though, is sustainability. Can we see Justin Fields do it again? I think that's what people are waiting for here against Buffalo and many games to come this season.
And Paul, I'd imagine that the Jets are looking at that Ravens tape, looking at read option concepts and how well that they were able to run the football. Zach and I have been saying this constantly now over the last couple days. We might get another variation of pretty much the same offensive scheme that the Bills saw against Baltimore, which is a duo of a quarterback that can run the football and Breece Hall being really good in his own right. He's not Derrick Henry, but he is dangerous in his own right. And I did see something from you where you had pointed out something that Rich Eisen said about the Jets haven't had a 1,000-yard rusher since Chris Ivory in 2015.
What an unbelievable stat. That's also the last time the Jets had a winning season, which was 10-6 before, of course, you gash-darned Buffalo Bills. Had Ryan Fitzpatrick throw three picks in the fourth quarter. I'm still holds no rental space in my brain at all, but thank you for bringing that up. But yeah, it is a wild stat that Chris Ivory was the last running back to run for 1,000 yards for the Jets. And the other nugget is like, I knew that, but what I didn't know is that's the longest active 1K rushing drought in the league. I was like, wow, okay, that's crazy. So, yes, the Jets are going to run the football. That's no surprise. They had a lot of success against the Steelers, who – the numbers are the numbers. They had 39 rushes for 182 yards and three touchdowns. Some of that, of course, coming from Fields, but Breece Hall last year just never looked right. He was battling something, an injury all year. And in this scheme, when everyone has doubted him more than ever before, this offseason, a lot of trade rumors and everything else around Breece Hall as he enters his contract year. Breece Hall quieted a lot of those doubters in that opener against the Steelers with 107 yards rushing, averaged 5.6 a clip. They involved him in the receiving game, two catches, 38 yards. I'm surprised they didn't even get more screens out there to Breece, because it seems like when they did that, that led to a lot of success. So, yeah, I'm not going to lie. The Jets are licking their chops, I'm sure, about all the leaky run defense they saw from the Bills. But in the same way, I'm sure Josh Allen's licking his chops saying, oh, wow, Aaron Rodgers threw four touchdown passes. That old man did that. What's a reigning MVP going to do? So I'm sure they're looking their chops at each other and some of the weaknesses shown in week one.
Paul Austin Jr. here on the Western Hotline. I do want to get to the Jets defense, Paul, but first, I was a big fan of Aaron Glenn, especially about midway through last year. He looked to me like a head coach. I'll be honest, as a Bills fan, I was very nervous when the Jets had hired him, because I'm like, oh, crap, I think he actually can do the job. You know, he really made a bit of an entrance when he first came in, you know, kind of, if you want to say, embarrassed Aaron Rodgers by making him get on a flight to ultimately tell him to, we're not going to keep you. But I've really liked what he's done so far with New York. Of course, sure, it's an 0-1 start. It might be an 0-2 start, but at least to me, I really like how the Glenn era started. What have you seen?
Yeah, he's unapologetically himself, and I think that's refreshing. There's accountability. I mean, we saw that this week. I mean, Xavier Gibson, who you guys remember well 2 years ago in the season opener as the 65-yard punt return walk-off for the touchdown in the game against Aaron Rodgers. We fast-forward 2 years to this Steelers game over the weekend, and Xavier Gibson fumbled twice in the game, but the one that was most notable was in the second half. He gets the ball chopped from his hand. Steelers recover. They immediately score a touchdown. At that point in time, at the beginning of the fourth quarter, the Jets held a two-point lead, and the Steelers defense hadn't stopped Justin Fields all day, so the Jets looked like they were in a great position. He fumbles. Steelers immediately score a touchdown. Ultimately, the Jets lose by 2 points, so that game was circled. Accountability. That lacked in the previous regime of Robert Saleh and company. So Aaron Glenn immediately cracking the whip, and Xavier Gibson getting cut from the team, which seems a little harsh, but you know, he said after the game on Sunday, if you're going to cost us wins, you're going to cost us, you know, cause issues for us. So you're not going to be on the team. And that's obviously clear. So I think a lot of it is refreshing. Aaron Glenn, of course, being a former Jet, a first round draft choice back in 1994 for the team. He picked the Jets over other locations. Jet fans love that when New England requested an interview, he said, absolutely not. I have no interest in, you know, interviewing the Patriots. That revved up Jet fans, too. So, yeah, a lot of people are pretty fired up about him. Again, there were questions, though, to your point. I mean, you were, you know, a little nervous as a Bills guy, but, you know, he's a first-time head coach, and you never know how that's going to work. And he's a defensive guy, and the Jets have had nothing but defensive guys as a head coach in the 21st century outside of Adam Gase, and that was a disaster. So there are still legitimate questions about Aaron Glenn, but I would say after the first week, outside of some timeout snafus happening there in the second half, I thought Aaron Glenn represented himself very well in the opener.
When it comes to I'm looking at an opportunity at some strength versus strength here. The Jets have probably a really good defensive line that, like, Will McDonald has a 10-sack season. Jermaine Johnson looks to be coming into his own. Quinnen Williams, one of the best defensive tackles in the game. And then one of our old friends, Harrison Phillips.
Harrison Phillips. You guys love that, don't you?
Yes, we do. Yeah, like, it really hurts the heart there. But I look at that, and then you look on the other side. The Bills have one of the best, most consistent offensive lines in the NFL. They also have a quarterback that is very difficult to take down in their own right there. What do you look at there when it comes to strength versus strength? A great defensive line against a great offensive line for this matchup.
Trench warfare, baby. You love to see it. You mentioned Will coming off that 10-sack season. And the big thing for Will is 8 of those 10 sacks that he had last year came within the first 8 weeks of the season, which means the final end of the year, he had like nothing. He wasn't able to convert in that same way. So people were like, where's the real Will McDonald here? How consistent could he be? And week one against the Steelers, he has 2 sacks. So, okay, I guess we're right back on track there from a Will McDonald perspective. I'll tell you this on Jermaine Johnson. He tore his Achilles in week two of last season against the Tennessee Titans. We're like, man, what kind of Jermaine Johnson are we going to see? He played 89% of the defensive snaps in week one. So I think that surprised a lot of us from that perspective. We thought it was going to be a slower, you know, sort of buildup for Jermaine. Apparently not. So that's really encouraging for the New York Jets. You mentioned Quinnen Williams. He's the straw that stirs the drink, a leader on this team, the second longest tenured Jet outside of their long snapper, Thomas Hennessy. He's an important piece to the puzzle. And then you guys mentioned Harrison Phillips. So he has been a welcomed addition, both as a leader and exactly what the doctor ordered. The Jets struggled to stop the run last year, and they were able to get Harrison Phillips for a half-eaten bag of Doritos from the Minnesota Vikings. I still don't understand how the hell that happened, but God bless the purple people eaters for getting rid of good players for nothing. And the Jets welcomed him with open arms. So I think the challenge here and the intrigue is that in the Robert Saleh days, and Robert Saleh had a lot of success against the Buffalo Bills, especially at home in these home matchups against the Bills the last couple of years, is he used to run a defensive line rotation, but he really primarily only rushed the four and say the four get home and everyone else is going to play coverage against Josh Allen. This Aaron Glenn-Steve Wilkes combination is much different. They love to blitz. Josh Allen has had a lot of success against the blitz. The Jets like to run man. That could be issues with Josh Allen. If he gets past the initial phase there of rushers from a Jets perspective, he could get loose, and that could be big gashes in the run defense game for the Jets as Josh Allen goes buck wild. So I think the difference here, as we talk about this trench warfare, Bills offensive line, Jets defensive line, is Jets are going to blitz. They're going to try to overcompensate. Okay, the Bills have a good offensive line. Well, okay, the numbers are the numbers. 7 beats 5. Let's see if we could get that many and sneak a couple of nickel blitzers, safety blitzers. Steve Wilks and Aaron Glenn are going to be a little bit in their bag in terms of trying to throw Josh Allen off his spot. So it's going to be great. Iron sharpens iron, strength versus strength. That could decide the game in terms of this disruption on MVP quarterback Josh Allen.
So, Paul, a little bit more there on that secondary, because ultimately the defensive line for the Jets looked great. Four sacks on Rodgers, I think seven QB hits. They did not really let the Steelers run the ball at all. The problem was, though, Rodgers goes 22 for 30 and throws four touchdowns. Allen's coming off of what looked like to be maybe he's going to try to do a repeat performance at MVP. You know, what is going on with the Jets secondary outside of Sauce Gardner?
You mentioned it. I'll start off with Sauce Gardner. He traveled for the first time, really exclusively in terms of what he brought to the table from that perspective, because he was mostly on DK Metcalf throughout the game. But there were opportunities where the rest of the Jets defense left much to be desired from that perspective, which caused all kinds of issues. And that was specifically Brandon Stevens. Brandon Stevens caused a lot of issues for the New York Jets. And, you know, while the coaching staff, that was one of those, and here's just a stat, I was trying to find it real quick. Sauce Gardner traveled with DK Metcalf, 30 of 34 pass coverage snaps. And in the game, he ended up giving up two catches for 18 yards, and one of them was the deflected ball, which was crazy. So Sauce Gardner did very well. He's a high-speed corner in football, and he traveled with Sauce with DK for most of the game. The one who struggled was Brandon Stevens. The Jets signed him. It was the second-largest free agent deal they gave up this offseason, only behind Justin Fields, who was a three-year deal for $36 million. And a lot of Ravens fans celebrated when Brandon Stevens went to the Jets and went, oh, thank God, that guy stinks. And when he came to the Jets, a lot of Jets people were nervous on the outside. Aaron Glenn and company said, hey, we believe in our coaching. We could get the best out of him. And Brandon Stevens was the player of training camp. He looked awesome. And then we get to week one, and he looked absolutely awful. Out of position, tackling issues, busted coverage issues, communication issues. So Brandon Stevens was one of the black marks for the Jets in that week one game. And I would also put Michael Carter II there. He's one of the highest paid nickel defenders in football. And he's been a really good player for the Jets, but last year it was marred with injury, so that injury was basically a wash. And then this year in that first game, he was out of position on tackles, which led to a lot of yak opportunity for DK Metcalf and some of these guys. So the Jets got to button it up. It's both at the nickel position and also the opposite corner of Sauce Gardner. Now, Steve Wilks just spoke to the media a little bit ago before we're doing this conversation right now. And Steve Wilks says he is not going to judge Brandon Stevens on one game. They believe in the player, and they believe he's going to have a major bounce back. Well, we'll test that out immediately here in week two.
And with that test, Paul, Keon Coleman, 8 catches, 112 yards on a touchdown, probably what's looking like on most depth charts to be presumably the number one wide receiver with the Bills. I'm curious to wonder if Sauce Gardner follows him around, because the Bills here, there's this infamous everybody eats mantra. It's on Brady's shirts and hats. But now it could be the Bills have a guy that might threaten to be a wide receiver one if he keeps up the production. That would mean probably getting Sauce Gardner's attention. And then you mentioned Stevens, Carter, they have their struggles. Khalil Shakir and Josh Palmer had themselves pretty good games against Baltimore. They needed to in order to help get the win there. But do you think that Sauce Gardner might be following around Keon Coleman a little bit in this game?
It's a great question. On Monday, Aaron Glenn was asked, like, hey, is Sauce the traveling man? Is that like his responsibility now on a week-to-week basis? And AG says, we want to have some flexibility. Occasionally, he'll be the corner that he was a couple years ago, where it's left side, right side. He's just covering a side of the field, and that's it. But there will be games where he shadows. And it's, you know, if you look at the Jets schedule, start looking ahead, right? There's games against whether it's Zay Flowers or Jamar Chase, or week five is a CeeDee Lamb matchup against the Dallas Cowboys. I think in some of those, it's very clear he's going to be shadowing the opponent's top receiver. As you mentioned, Keon Coleman had a hell of a game against the Baltimore Ravens. He got a ton of targets specifically in that fourth quarter where he was getting a lot of action with the ball getting thrown his way. I'm curious in the same way if the Jets are going to do it. The Jets have not revealed their cards, and I doubt that they do with any of their coaching media availabilities before we get to the game on Sunday. My gut right now actually is that they won't travel and that it'll be more left side, right side, which again is potentially something the Bills can take advantage of. It sounds like with what Joshua Palmer brought to the table as a new addition, and Khalil Shakir, who's getting healthier. I was out there at Bills training camp a couple of weeks, months ago, and he was obviously in the boot. Now he looks back and looked very nice against the Baltimore Ravens. So my gut is saying left side, right side. I don't think he ends up traveling with Keon, but obviously that's Aaron Glenn's decision to make, but I think throughout the season they're going to sort of, you know, they're going to adapt chameleon style to the team they're playing. Against the Bengals, I think it's 100% a shadow opportunity. Against the Bills, where, to your point, before the season, I would have said if I had to label a wide receiver one for the Bills, not in the natural sense, it would have been Khalil Shakir. But with Keon Coleman's performance, obviously he certainly got some eyebrows raised here on One Jets Drive.
All right, sounds good. Paul Essen Jr. here on the Wester Hotline. Paul, before we let you go, let the people know where they can find your stuff.
Of course. I mean, you guys are about to have a guest that I'm about to have on the show. So we both have great taste, apparently. Sal Capaccio, WGR 550, of course. So that interview is dropping on my YouTube channel, at BoyGreen25, where I cover the New York Jets every single day on top of my work I do for Heavy.com as the New York Jets digital reporter. So great, beautiful plug there. It's like we sort of set this up, which is beautiful. And so, yeah, it's great. And I always love when you guys put out the, you know, it's not the bat signal, it's a Boy Green signal. So whenever that light comes on, I'm like, damn it, honey, I got to grab the cape and we got to go.
We got to go.
So I always appreciate the call, boys.
Thank you so much, man. We'll be talking again soon.
Can't wait. Thanks, boys.
That was a lot of fun. Thanks.
Paul Essen Jr. there on the Wester Hotline, better known as Boy Green, host of the Manchild Show, Boy Green Digital, and, of course, a digital reporter over at Heavy. And, I mean, I'm curious now about that man stuff. I saw Chris Trapasso mention that as well, that they played in man coverage a lot. But
it makes
Paul,
sense.
Paul brought up two as well, those two of those corners to look at. Brandon Stevens, 8 targets, 6 completions against him for 78 yards. Michael Carter, 4 targets, 3 completions, 66 yards. It really was only Sauce Gardner that was very good. 4 targets, that 1 catch for 11 yards, which I believe that's the tip ball against him. And if all of a sudden, yeah, it does become right to left, we're not sticking to one guy, we'll see. That also goes to the point of what I kind of want to see the Bills do, which is keep the air raid going. Keep what was working in that second half of that Ravens game going, and Jets defense could point to that.
Especially if the talented defensive tackles, Quinnen Williams,
Harrison don't
Phillips,
let you run the ball.
They don't let you run the football again. Then I'd imagine for a second straight week in a row, if they struggle to get off the ground running, I would imagine that the scoreboard wouldn't dictate it this time around. But I would think that Joe Brady's probably like, well, let's do this again. It worked last time. Mm-hmm. Why not again?
Man, looking back at this real quick, the Jets, you look at this, should have won. It's a lot like Bills, right? Ravens, of you look at it and go, man, how'd the Ravens lose that? It's for the Jets, how did they lose that? They have more total yards. They sacked Rodgers 4 times. They had more first downs. Rushing yards wasn't even close. Pittsburgh had 53 total rushing yards. The Jets had 182 and 3 touchdowns. The passing numbers are relatively similar outside of the touchdown numbers, but to be fair, the Jets made it up rushing the ball. It's that one turnover. Because even third down conversions, Pittsburgh's 4 of 10. Jets are 7 of 14. Time of possession, almost 11 minutes in favor of the Jets.
It was that untimely.
It's the turnover.
It's the turnovers on kick returns.
Yeah.
And when you lose the special teams battle like that, especially the Steelers had just scored to pull within 2 points, and then you fumble the kickoff, you had a 2-score lead. All of a sudden, it's gone. Doesn't that sound familiar?
Right. Exactly. I think this is going to be a fun game on Sunday. I think the Bills will win. I'm not saying that. But as I mentioned, I like Aaron Glenn. I like what they've got cooking on offense. We all know I'm a Justin Fields fan, and they can run the ball. And the Bills may not be able to run the ball again. And we'll see if the Bills, like Sunday, wait a bit too long to get away from it, or if they kind of look at it and go, this ain't the matchup for that. Let's go back to the air. We like what we had on Sunday. Let's keep that ball rolling. And it can kind of work in unison, Derek, where, you know, for years, that's where you wanted to get the Bills to run the ball so that teams all of a sudden got off of Josh, where before it was Allen in the pass game have to do it. You know, Devin Singletary and Zach Moss are not going to do it for you. Cook allowed for teams to have to key in on him.
Right.
You can kind of go back to it of, we want to get the run game going, but we're going to do it almost with the passing game.
You might need to use the pass to set up the run this time around instead of vice versa.
Yeah. 803-0550, the number to call. We got a word on the Jets there. Now we'll get on a word for the Bills today as they get back to practice. We've had our first injury report, and we'll take a look at what to expect from today. Sal Capaccio joins the show next. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, and this is WGR.
back, everyone.
Jack Jones, Derek Kramer. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you will find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. And, well, we were just at the Wester Hotline. We go back to it as Sal Capaccio joins the show. We got a word on the Jets. We now get a word on the Bills. Sal, good morning. How are we doing?
Good, guys. Good morning to you as well.
So, we got the injury report yesterday. A lot of names, only two players are out, Sal. Ultimately, it ends up just being Taron Johnson and Shaq Thompson. It also should be noted, Trey White practiced for the first time in a few weeks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Yeah, for sure. I think that today is the key day. Obviously, we'll find out at practice now. The Bills change up the schedule on us a little bit here today. They will only hold a walkthrough, so we will not be able to watch practice. But once that happens, we will get an injury report afterwards. Because it's a walkthrough, it'll be more of an estimation a lot of times that happens. But then we'll be able to know. And I would say that today's the key day. Obviously, it usually is when a guy misses practice on Wednesday. So Taron Johnson missed yesterday with the quad. If he doesn't practice today, then you start to get a little concerned. If he does practice today, I think everything's on track. Shaq Thompson as well with the hamstring. And then speaking of hamstrings, James Cook was on with a hamstring injury yesterday. It's limited, but you never like to see that with a running back. But again, we'll find out a little bit more a little bit this afternoon.
There were a lot of guys limited, Sal, a lot of starters as well. I think this is something McDermott mentioned in the post game, or maybe even on Monday, that maybe not necessarily a ton of concerning injuries, but there were going to be some guys that picked up some stuff along the way.
Yeah, for sure. They're going to be, you know, I'm sorry, when you picked up stuff, you meant like injured or just play? I'm sorry.
Injuries.
Said. Injuries, yeah. The way I like to phrase it this time of the week is a lot of times it's more maintenance issues, things that you tweak that you want to be careful of. You don't want to push anything. So, look, I mean, in the case of Taron Johnson, for example, there was nothing in the game. He finished the game. There was never an injury report. And afterwards in the locker room, he was in good spirits and talking to us. So when you see quad injury on Wednesday, I'm not that concerned right now. But you never know if something happens after the game, you wake up Monday morning like, oh my God, like what did I do, right?
We've all been there.
Yeah, right? So, yeah, we'll see a little bit more today, but you're right. Maybe you pick things up you don't realize because of the adrenaline of the game and how it's going.
You also talked to Trey White yesterday after practice. I think for a lot of people, there was, even though he was listed as doubtful, we all kind of knew he hadn't practiced, you know, three straight days, hasn't been practicing for a little while, wasn't going to play. How did he sound going into this week?
He sounded confident, happy to be back, no doubt about that. Confident in how he played yesterday, practiced yesterday. He said, so far, so good. Everything felt good. He said it was always good to be back with his teammates on the field. Trey wants to be on the field, and it really hurts him not to emotionally. And obviously, he had the physical injury. You know, the other thing is we saw what happened to him, you know, a couple of years ago when he had the first injury and his rehab and coming back and how much that devastated him to not be around. And, you know, I talked with him about that a little bit and how this one went down on back on August 21st was the last time he practiced, I believe. And, you know, he said, thank goodness that he avoided a really serious injury. Didn't have to get carted off, nothing like that. But he did miss the first week. And obviously that's something not something you want to do, but he also gave a lot of praise for Dorian Strong. He talked about Dorian Strong and how well he played. And he said that guy's been like that since he came in here, though, that he's physical. He didn't give up any big plays, busted coverages. He was very tight in his coverage. So I really like that Trey, the veteran here, who got replaced by the rookie for that game, you know, had those things to say. Now, if you want to talk about who's going to play long term, that's a discussion later on. Because you also have Max Hairston, who's still on injured reserve, who's going to come back after three more games, maybe, you know, at a minimum. And you have Tre'Davious White. So, you know, that's a discussion for later. But I think in the meantime, if Tre'Davious White is healthy, he is clearly their second starter opposite Christian Benford.
Sal, not to mention continuing on cornerback, though, it's Taron Johnson with the DNP yesterday. There are a couple options that Buffalo would have if Johnson has to be kept out of this lineup, including a fellow rookie in that one. Jordan Hancock was getting a lot of time, I do believe, within training camp of playing nickel. They have Cam Lewis. I would imagine, even if healthy, would they be able to also possibly ship Strong inside if they wanted to, if White is healthy?
I have not seen Dorian Strong play inside much during camp and preseason, so I don't think that's an option. He's an outside corner. I mean, eventually, could he wind up training there? Sure, but he hasn't done that. Dorian Strong is maybe early in camp. He might have played inside a little bit, but he's been an outside corner pretty exclusively here for the last several weeks since Tre'Davious White got hurt, especially, right? That's been where he's played. Jordan Hancock has been pretty much exclusively safety, guys, over the last several weeks. So really, your backup nickel corner is Cam Lewis. Now, if you need another backup nickel, you can. Obviously, Jordan Hancock has done it a little bit. He could, so let's say Taron Johnson was out and Cam Lewis started. He'd be the starter. You could have Jordan Hancock as your backup nickel. You also have Jamarcus Ingram who could do it. Jamarcus Ingram's a backup nickel. He could play outside. He could play inside. That's one of the reasons I've said for a few weeks where, hey, if you don't have Jamarcus Ingram starting the outside, he's still available to you to be, you know, all these other things. So they love their flexibility, but it would be Cam Lewis. And then I would not anticipate Dorian Strong right now doing anything other than still playing outside corner.
Before we get away from it, I do want to remind you the Barnes Firm Injury Report is brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured for help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. Sal, we did just talk to Paulitson Jr., Boy Green. I know he's absolutely a friend of you and has jumped on when you're hosting. He mentioned a lot of how much the Jets play man coverage. And really looking back to their game on Sunday, most of the stats would point to they probably should have beaten the Steelers, but they were very susceptible to the pass outside of Sauce Gardner. And for me, at least, I know the Bills want to establish the run. I know they really do want to lean into that when they have that option. I look at this Jets team, though, and wonder, should they just start right away from where they left off against the Ravens and go right back to the air?
I mean, you would love that anytime, right? Because you have Josh Allen. I totally get it. I understand that. And I don't blame. And if the Bills do, yeah, I mean, hey, that's the formula. You have Josh Allen. Just go do that. I think what's important to note is just the Bills' tenet. If you want, I guess that's the way you say it. Their pillar of how they want to run, how they want to be, the philosophy. And one of their basic pillars is to keep Josh Allen healthy. And because they can run the ball and are very good at running the ball, they want to do that to A, run the ball, control the game, control the clock, but also keep their their quarterback healthy and not taking any unnecessary shots. You know, if you have to, if you come out there and you just start slinging it around, that's great. It's all well and good. And maybe Josh Allen can do that. You're also putting him in a position where, you know, teams are teeing off on him. And I just think people have to remember that like this is an 18 week season. It's a 17 game season and then some. And the more every game that goes by that you keep your MVP quarterback healthy and upright because you can win by not having to have him do all of that, I think that's the best of both worlds for the Bills. It doesn't have to sound great to people. I totally get it. I understand, and I'm not here to push back on people who say, you have Josh Allen, what are you doing? Just go out and throw the ball. Look what happened last week in the fourth quarter. Totally understand. But I want people to understand that the Buffalo Bills' philosophy is, hey, we have Josh Allen here. He's our ticket to try and win in Lombardi. And the more we can keep him healthy while winning football games, we're going to do that. And if they can win football games by keeping him healthy and running the football and not having to do all that, they're going to do that.
Sal Capaccio joining us here on the West Hur Hotline. Might I mention, Sports Professional of the Year by the Buffalo Broadcasters Association.
Yes.
Sal Capaccio on the West Hur Hotline. Congratulations for that, by the way.
Very much congratulations.
Do we add that to the open when I come on? I'm not really sure. I don't know. Thank
maybe,
you, though. No,
you
hey, listen, you guys, congratulations to you as well. WGR was named Radio Station of the Year by the Buffalo Broadcasters Association. So you guys are just as much of a part of that as anybody else. And for how much you work to fill in and be a part of this show and other shows, that it's truly appreciated. So congratulations.
I'm going to throw it back in celebration on that. And before I do that, though, Dion Walker had an interesting quote looking at Ed Oliver yesterday with the fact that T.J. Sanders is going to come into the game and Ed Oliver pulls him back and enters the game himself, forcing the fumble. Obviously, mass hysteria ensues from there. But it just goes to show how much of a heater Oliver was on Sunday, but it's also really insightful to hear that from Dion Walker.
Yeah, for sure. It's like, you know, him and T.J. Sanders are standing there. They're about to go replace Daquan and Ed Oliver, or maybe one of the other. But anyway, T.J. Sanders is going to go in, and like Ed's like, no. He knew he was, you know, we've seen that before from running backs, right? We've seen that before from running backs where, no, I'm good. Come on, you don't have to take me out. I'm good, right? And, hey, I mean, good for Ed Oliver. Sean McDermott talked on Monday about Ed Oliver's game and how dominant he was and how good of a game he had. You know, the thing with Ed Oliver, though, we've seen this over the years. It's the consistency that needs to be there, right? Ed Oliver's had really big games in his career, but he hasn't put that all together for a season sometimes, where sometimes you just say, hey, where was Ed Oliver in this game? And part of that reason has nothing to do with Ed Oliver's ability, of course. It's the fact that he needs, I think, a lot of times someone next to him to have teams concentrate and have double teams, because then he can do his work one-on-one. He's a penetrating guy, right? Like, Ed Oliver can really be disruptive. I think the way the Bills want to structure their defense with Joey Bosa and Daquan Jones and having Deion Walker, if he's next to him, they're going to have to command some attention. That really frees up Ed. But then Ed's got to do it himself. And he certainly did on Sunday. It's kind of funny to talk about that when they gave up what they did running the ball, that a defensive lineman has such a big game. But he did. He had 6 solo tackles. Like, that's very rare for a defensive lineman to have, by the way.
Yeah, and so you bring up that consistency issue. That's kind of always been like my one bugaboo with Oliver, and actually even to the point where I got to of like who maybe will break out for the Bills defense this year if they really do get better. It's why I ended up leaning more towards Greg Rousseau. But with that consistency issue, with the fact that he had such a big game against the Ravens, he is going to be somebody I am going to, as hard as I can, staring at him, what he's doing, to see if, you know, maybe we're starting to put together a full season here. I do look at that quote from Dion Walker, and again, it could be absolutely nothing. This could be normal for a guy that gets on a heater. Or maybe this is something of Oliver really taking the bulls by the horns and wanting to be one of the main guys on this defense.
Yeah, and one thing that, you know, I remember, and it stands out to me, is we were at a radio production meeting during one of the preseason games. I actually think it was the first game. It was right before the Giants, right? Where what this is what happens is in these production meetings is we meet with Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott to kind of go over some notes for the game so we can be prepared on the broadcast. They do it for TV. They do it for radio. So everything in there is basically, you know, on the record, and they talk about the team and whatever that we can use. And one thing that Brandon Bean said in that meeting, he said, you know who's had a really good camp is Ed Oliver. And he said he's had maybe the best camp that he's had at least in several years, if not his whole career. He said, I'm really excited about the way Ed has looked. And I kind of filed that away because I'm like, all right, because we didn't see Ed Oliver in the preseason much, you know? So I kind of filed that away. And here we are. He shows up his first week. He has that type of game. And you're like, boy, Brandon Bean, for saying that about Ed Oliver, going back to when training camp was, you know, winding down and they were getting into preseason, to say that, like, they knew and they saw that this is a guy that's ready. And boy, you think about it, Ed Oliver, how many years in the league now? 19, 20, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7th year in the league. You know, 7th year in the league. You know, a lot of times that can be the sweet spot for a lot of guys. It can also be at his position sometimes when guys start on the decline. I do not see that. To me, he's an ascending player right now the way he played.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be very, very exciting. Sal, before we let you go here, two things. You did mention today's a walkthrough, so I don't imagine then we'll hear from any players, but could be wrong on that end.
No, we will. Yeah, we will. We'll hear from players after the walkthrough, but no watching of practice for the media today because it's walkthrough, but everything else will be the same, and we will hear from players after, so we'll have that for you.
All right, fantastic. So you can follow that as well at your Twitter, at Sal Sports. And then tonight, Thursday Night Football, it's the Amazon Prime debut for the season, and Sal, they got kind of a banger. Green Bay and Washington, I think should be an awesome game. But as Derek pointed out rightfully, it's also Thursday Night Football. This could be bad because it's, well, a short week.
Yeah, it's you never know what you're going to get on these Thursday night games, right? They could really be stinkers, but I love the talent on the field in this game. I really do. And Jordan Love looked really good last week for the Packers. And of course, now they have Micah Parsons. And boy, how can you not love what you saw from Jaden Daniels last year and then in week one? So this should be a really fun game. I think this should be a fun Thursday night matchup for everybody.
All right, Sal. Thanks for jumping on with us, and we'll talk again soon.
You got it, guys. Thanks.
Thanks,
Sal. That was Sal Capaccio there on the West Her Hotline. Sal will be back on tomorrow for the North Town Automotive Extra Point Show, joined, of course, by Bills head coach Sean McDermott for a little bit of a word on what to expect from this weekend. So,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
do stay tuned for that. 803-0550, the number to call. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer. We're here until 12 o'clock. Sabres Live will take over at the top of the hour. This is WGR.
Welcome back, everyone. Quick final segment here as we wrap up a Thursday on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, and Derek, you're going to have some fun this weekend, aren't you?
First of all, I'm disappointed. You didn't let that drop.
No.
You didn't let the beat drop at all.
We have a quick segment here.
It's a quick segment, but it's not that quick, man. You could have waited 2 more seconds.
No.
So I'm just over here like, man, it's got no rhythm.
No. I've sometimes taken 20 seconds into the show because I'm like, I got to wait for the beat to drop.
Feel the rhythm, feel the rhyme, get on up, it's bobsled time.
Cool Runnings, great movie. Great movie.
But yeah, no, what do you got going on this weekend, Zach?
My brother's cooking my family dinner and the Bills play Sunday.
Okay.
Other than that, not much. Football on Saturday, college football.
I feel like you should be propping that up though, because isn't your brother a chef?
He works in a culinary school, yes. He is a teacher at a culinary school.
So he
doesn't make me enough food for me to like be like, oh yeah, he's a chef. No, I don't get to eat enough of it.
No, because it's
yes, he is.
But because it's a rarity, you should be propping that up a little higher.
Well, we'll see how it goes on Saturday.
All right. Well,
I'll send pictures.
Hey, you know what's going on though this weekend? I mean, like you, I'll be working the Bills game, so obviously there's that. The Sabres prospects play this weekend.
How many games is that? It's four.
There's three of them.
Three.
So there are five teams hanging around. They're actually starting tonight with New Jersey and Columbus. Kids getting started. Sabres play their first one on Friday night.
Yep, tomorrow night at 7 o'clock it'll start up.
That guy over there on the other side of the glass, he'll be part of the team.
Josh Schmidt, Brian Koziel, Paul Hamilton.
Yeah.
Be a lot of fun.
Josh will be joining those guys there. I'd imagine Brayton Wilson will also be part of it. We got a good amount of fun there. I'm a hockey junkie. I'm probably going to sneak over on one of these days, either Friday or Saturday,
mm-hmm.
to go check that out. Maybe even Monday, because like I'm not in.
Yeah, no, it's a good time to go down to. Harbor Center's beautiful.
Yeah.
Good way to spend the weekend. And that's, even if the vibes are not good, that's always a good time.
Because that stuff is pretty independent of the team
yes,
that is
absolutely.
Up in the NHL. They will have a couple of players that are noteworthy, though, when it comes to who is going to be playing. Of course, no more Yuri Kulik because mm-hmm. he's graduated from prospect status. But Isaac Rizane, Noah Osland, probably your forwards to watch in this one as well. Konsta Hellenius. So those three are probably your guys that you're probably looking at and paying close attention to in this one. Rudy Mirka, their first round pick from just this past summer. Another one that you'd want to look at. And hopefully you get something from them. I just go to watch hockey happen. I don't really have much in terms of stakes. I don't need to really be tweeting anything out about the game when I go to it. It's just going to be, I'm going there to A, pester Paul Hamilton.
That's good.
And B, watch some hockey.
We're like,
what? Primary goal is A.
We're 2 weeks away from the preseason starting? A little under now, right?
Yeah, but it's definitely, because training camp happens.
Comes out of nowhere.
Training camp happens right after the prospects turnaround. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Because that was when, I think it was Savoy a couple years ago. He hurts himself.
And he
had a legitimate shot to make the roster
yeah.
back then, and then obviously he gets traded. But I'm sure we'll hear more about the Sabres Prospects Challenge coming up next. Why? Sabres Live coming up here on the other side with Brian Duff and Marty Biron there. That's it for me and Zach this week, but Sal will be back in tomorrow on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.